It is time for another segment of Area Voices. Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota. And performance artist and author Rose Arrowsmith DeCoo has combined her talents and she's taking her show on the road. She's touring Northern Minnesota with what she calls interactive fairy tales. And she might just be coming to a town near you. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. How are you holding up now that you're a couple days into your tour?
Pretty good. One of my friends said, oh, looks like an easy day, just a little bit of a workout. And I said, yeah, but it's kind of like if you go for a long run and you feel tired, but you feel good about it. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've been to, I think, 5 libraries in the last 2 days, and sometimes it's a small crowd and sometimes it's 3 classes of kindergartners who have lots of energy. So it's been a lot of fun. I think I'm going to know these stories really, really well by the time I go back home.
I'm sure you will. What happens what happens during your performances?
Well,
take
so
us there?
Yeah, I started out studying theater, and then so my style of storytelling is quite theatrical. So if you've ever seen like a one-woman show, it's a little bit like that. It's not, sometimes people think, oh, you're a storyteller, you're probably sitting in a rocking chair reading a picture book. But I'm definitely a stand-up storyteller. I've studied a little bit of mime, but it's a very little bit, so don't ask me to demonstrate too much. And I like to do different voices. And then I try and find ways that the kids or the adults, if they're feeling a little bit brave, can join in. So sometimes they'll growl like the grumpy bear, or they'll buzz around like the mosquito in Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears. So people help with sound effects, and there's some kind of call and response where I'll ask them questions. And we just sort of tour around the world. I talk about why bear has a stumpy tail and why mosquitoes buzz. And yeah, so there are a lot of opportunities for kids to act like animals. And sometimes if they're really squirmy, then maybe we stand up and do a little quick song and dance, do a little stretching session in the middle of it. So hopefully they feel like they got a good workout at the end too.
Well, yeah, I was watching you on YouTube, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and you were doing the story of the naughty dog and the naughty day.
The
or
good
something.
Dog and the naughty day. Very important. There are only good dogs, but sometimes there are naughty days.
I would agree with that. So, and very active, even just that little performance that you did on YouTube, you were running around and making sounds that make it sound like, you know, like a dog maybe would sound running around, and it was fun.
Thanks.
So,
one's probably the most me acting like an animal and the least of me talking and using words to tell people what's going on.
Well, you are a trained actress. Mm-hmm. You're a trained mime, a writer, a storyteller, and obviously you're an entertainer. When did you first realize this love of and the power of sharing stories?
I think that I probably have always loved stories. I grew up in a house with a lot of readers, and I can remember my mom reading us bedtime stories well into when I was in middle school. So stories have always been I think that's just always been my favorite thing. When I was really little, I thought, oh, I want to be a writer. And then at some point, I must have seen my first play and thought, oh, that's magic. I want to do that. So yeah, I did a little bit of, got to do some different theater workshops as a kid with some actors from the Children's Theater Company down in Minneapolis that came to my little town, and then ended up just sort of taking it from there. But I've always loved it. I've kind of circled around story, whether it's writing or theater or poetry or straightforward storytelling. It just seems like a great way to connect, and storytelling is so versatile because in theater, you need to have, well, you don't need to, but you typically have a set that somebody's had to build and paint, and you have costumes and you need to have the lights. And in storytelling, it's just me, and it's sometimes I'll wear a costume, but really I get to do all of those different parts of theater using my voice and using my body. And then, as the narrator, telling people what's going on. And so they get to imagine it. And it's probably better than any set or costumes or lighting design that that anyone could actually do.
You've been, well, in addition to your acting and performing, some of the works that people might trigger or think of, Uncle Edmund's Grand Adventures, The Marvelous Imagination of Katie Adams, and you also have a five favorite folk tales. Is that in a whole book that you've written?
So the five favorite folk tales, that's actually a free download. Where I live in Grand Marais, Minnesota, and our local station there is WTIP. And so a number of years ago, I said, hey, could I do some stories on the radio? And like a great small town radio station, they said, sure. So those are some stories that I recorded there. And so if people would like to hear those or have a free download, those are easy to find on my website, rosearrowsmithdecoux.com. And The Marvelous Imagination of Katie Adams, that I've done as a book, and also through WTIP recorded that as an audio series. So there's also, I think, a link so you can listen to that. And Uncle Edmund's, The Seven Lost Letters of Uncle Edmund, is a little companion book that hopefully I'll be putting out this summer. I tell some of those stories, but in The Marvelous Imagination of Katie Adams, Katie has, as you might guess, a marvelous imagination. And that's fueled by her Uncle Edmund and Aunt Josephine, who travel around the world and send letters. So she sort of imagines herself having some of those adventures. And then in The Seven Lost Letters, I thought, I'd like to know a little bit more about what Uncle Edmund has been up to. So he gets chased by dingoes in Australia and what else is he up to? Oh, he loses his cup of morning tea because he sets it on top of a sea turtle in the Galapagos Islands, that sort of thing.
Well, that sounds awesome. If kids are simply reading your work or listening to the podcast, or if they come to your experiences, you know, like this library tour that you're doing, what are you kind of hoping that they walk away from your experiences with?
Well, the thing that I love so much about story is I sort of think of it as the wardrobe into Narnia. I love that you can, if you're paying attention, you can sort of see a doorway into this magical world anywhere. So it might be like Katie in the book who reads a letter about Uncle Edmund seeing wildebeests running across the plains in Tanzania and then imagines that she's riding a wildebeest. Or it might be watching a rabbit hop through your yard and thinking, I wonder if rabbits always had long ears. Or I wonder how a rabbit got a tiny tail. So I would hope that kids, but also adults, because I think we're really all kids at heart, would have that sense of wonder and curiosity and not at all think, well, that's silly. That couldn't possibly happen. I would like everyone to live in a really magical, interesting, beautiful world where we feel connected with all the things we see and we want to share stories and ideas with other people.
Where are you off to next?
Today I'll be in International Falls at their library, I believe at 12:30. And then I think it's 4 or 4:30, I'm going to be in Baudette. But you could check everyone could just take a look at your local library's website, because I'm doing 23 of the 26 libraries in the Arrowhead. So I'll probably be in your neighborhood.
Sounds great. Do you have time to share a little story with us?
Yes, I'll share the shortest, silliest story I know.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a boy walking down the road. Some would say he had nothing between his ears. I would say he had a good imagination, but he certainly had nothing in his pockets. That did not bother him one bit. And as he walked down the road, he looked and he looked at everything and he thought, I'm so rich. Look at that sky as blue as a sapphire, and look at that grass as green as an emerald. Then he stopped and looked again, because there in the grass on the side of the road was a beautiful box. It was a strange dark wood and it was inlaid with mother of pearl. He picked it up and he looked at the silver clasps and the silver keyhole. What kind of treasure could be in such a beautiful box? He wondered. But he couldn't find out, because the box was locked. Still, he put it under his arm because it was the most beautiful thing he had ever seen. And he kept on walking. Now, just a little ways down the road, something else caught his bright, sharp eyes. Glinting there in the sun was a silver key. The boy picked it up and he looked at the key. He looked at the lock on that beautiful box. "I wonder," he said, "I wonder if this key will fit in this lock." Now, what would you do if you found a beautiful box and you found a beautiful key? You would try it, wouldn't you? So the boy slipped the key into the lock and it fit. But, wondered the boy, will it turn? So the boy turned the key. And it turned. But I wonder, he said, will the box open? It opened. He looked inside. And it wasn't gold or jewels or rubies or emeralds. Inside was a cow's tail. And if the cow's tail had been longer, this tail would be too. I told you it was the shortest, silliest story that I know.
If you could have seen my eyes looking at my co-host here when you said cow tail. What a surprise. That's Rose Aerosmith DeCoux. She's traveling all across northern Minnesota, sharing her love of story, acting, children, and life. Her website is roseaerosmithdecoux.com. And the DeCoux part is DeCoux.
And the Aerosmith is not like the band. It's like a bow and arrow.
Exactly.
I'm not related to Steven Tyler.
Well, thank you, Rose. Thanks for sharing your gifts with
the people of Northern Minnesota. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Hope to see you at the library.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.